I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has agreed to meet with his North Korean counterpart Kim Jong-un. South Korea's foreign minister made the announcement at the White House, saying Pyongyang agrees to suspend nuclear or missile testing during the U.S. negotiations. President Trump said the move signaled great progress is being made in the push to persuade North Korea to end its nuclear program. The meeting is expected to take place in May. President Trump has signed off on trade tariffs despite criticism from fellow Republicans and foreign allies. Trump approved levies of 25% on imported steel and 10% on imported aluminum. The tariffs will not apply to Canada and Mexico initially, with officials saying that security and trade partners could negotiate to avoid the measures coming into effect. The White House said the measures would come into effect in 15 days. House Speaker Paul Ryan said he feared there could be unintended consequences after the introduction of the tariffs. The head of the United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, has said aid is urgently needed in the besieged Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Syria's government is 2 weeks into a fierce assault to retake Eastern Ghouta from rebels, with more than 900 civilians believed to have died. Yesterday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said a second convoy with aid was postponed because of violence on the ground. Pope Francis has chosen the theme and appointed members for the Preparatory Council for the Synod of Bishops for the Amazon region, which will take place in Rome in October 2019. The Vatican announced the theme is the Amazon, New Paths for the Church and for an Integral Ecology. The Synod will seek to hear from those living in the Amazon region and identify new paths of evangelization, especially for indigenous people. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.